And with us in the studio this morning is Peter James. He's the administrator for Great Expectations School. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we had a school board meeting this week. And I'm assuming we're going to talk about the big three: enrollment, budget, and expansion.
We
not,
are.
Not to mention the greenhouse, but let's start with enrollment. Where are we?
Sure. Last week we did our drawing for our final spots. As you know, each year we have an enrollment window where our current families can elect to a return, and that provides a number of spots for community members. Whenever we're oversubscribed, if you will, we need to do a lottery drawing to select candidates for those open spots. At this point, we are full from kindergarten through fifth grade. We have a couple of sixth grade spots and then full at seventh and eighth grade. So we do have waiting lists for some of our grades and openings just in sixth grade now.
Wow. How about the budget? Where are we with that? That's always a big one.
It is, and April for us is a little bit more rigorous work with our budget because we're not just looking at how we're going to wrap up this year, but making plans for the next year. We always look 3 to 5 years out as well, but next year is going to be an expansion year for us. We're going to be adding a fifth and sixth grade classroom, so one new teacher, some part-time specialists, you know, new facility with an additional space. So there's a lot of one-time charges in our budget this year, and of course that impacts everything else.
Well, speaking of expansion, now when you're talking about another classroom, we're talking about one of these modular classrooms? Or?
Correct. Yep. I think we'll connect it to our existing facility. So it'll be a corridor connecting it. You won't have to go outside. But in our, what we would call the back field, in the space behind the school, we'll put in a, what in the old days you'd probably call a double-wide trailer, but is really a modular building that would allow us to have an additional classroom back there, as well as some dedicated special education space and breakout spaces.
Now, are these modules designed to be classrooms, or are they just big
yes.
open spaces?
No, they are really designed to be classrooms. The folks that we're working with kind of came out of that sort of temporary construction trailer office, you know, kind of mode, but they really began looking at why are we trying to retrofit these things to work as classrooms when that's one of our major market areas. So they began to look at how do you build schools, and in fact, they build whole schools out of these modules, and then we're really looking just at their small end, their entry level, but they will do multi-story and multi
really?
Campus, yep. So, and hybrid. But it's just a different construction technique more than anything else that allows you to build it inside and then move it from place to place.
You just mentioned the magic word, hybrid, which leads me to the two other things I want to talk about. One is a hybrid calendar, and the other is a greenhouse. But let's go to the greenhouse because that's more fun.
Sure. We are up to our ears, and literally in plants. The plant stands are that tall. In the past, what we've done, each year we have the sale, we ask people, so what did you like? What were you looking for that you didn't find? What other kinds of things would you like? And each year, as we do that to the people who buy from the greenhouse sale, and then as we ask our food committee and our students, what would you like to have as part of your school lunches? We just have this ever-expanding selection of plants, and so we have built new plant stands and have them pretty much in every classroom and out in the great room. We got the greenhouse up full and put more tables and shelves in there. It's really I think going to be an exciting year for our plants and for our school lunch.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where would you put Brussels sprouts?
Me personally?
No, I mean the kids.
You know, it's amazing when you don't make vegetables a punishment and you present them in a way that's appealing and appetizing, and they see the connection between I planted this plant, I transplanted it into bigger pots, I moved it outside, we saw it grow over the summer, we harvested it in the fall. It doesn't have the same kind of fear factor that maybe you and I grew up with Brussels sprouts, which were out of a can or cooked to within an inch of their life. They really find it appealing. We don't have a a hard time moving vegetables at lunchtime.
That's great. And the other hybrid is the hybrid calendar. Now, ISD 166 is set to vote on this tomorrow. This is a smallish compromise on adding a few more 4 days into the calendar. And I'm not sure, I haven't had a chance to look at the final calendar, but even in its initial form, there weren't a whole lot of extra of those 4 day weeks. But since you share a lot of in common with ISD 166, how does their decision tomorrow affect you?
Well, we will adopt. That was one of the decisions. Pardon me. That was one of the decisions that our board made last night, is we would adopt the calendar approved by 166. For us, it will look a little different. We do understand some of the intentions behind some of those four-day weeks to put in some opportunities for staff development. We'll take advantage of those as well. We'll look at staff development in those windows. I think because we share transportation, because we have so many of our families with students in each system, it just makes sense for us to align ourselves and our calendar with that. Even if the way the day is structured within those hours and the use of the time outside of the student contact days is a little different.
Now, will you expand your day as they expand theirs? I mean, it's more than just adding or subtracting a day, but it's adding 28 minutes to the day, I think.
Correct. And we will. I mean, it's that, or we have the kids stand in the parking lot waiting for the buses for 28 minutes, right? So
not a good use of time, no.
No. So we will expand our day. And I think what I say that it would look different, where I think ISD 166 is looking at those 28 minutes as 4 minutes for each of seven class periods, we will just look at it as 28 additional minutes available, and then how do we want to break those up? Do we want to incorporate them into certain new activities? Do we want to stretch other activities? It probably won't be the same day-to-day, and it won't likely be the same from classroom to classroom, because the youngers aren't able to attend, you know, just to those longer periods the way that that the olders might. So it'll look different from classroom to classroom throughout the day.
Well, we'll wait and see where that goes. In the meantime, we will talk with you again after the next board meeting. We've been speaking with Peter James, the administrator at Great Expectations School.